Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Got a text from a friend this morning who is concerned about all this movement about making Kobe Bryant the new logo for the NBA. We're going to talk about this later in the show. Joining us now from the Oregonian, you can read him on Oregon Live. You can follow him on Twitter. He covers Oregon State. Nick Daschle joining us. Big basketball game coming up Sunday. Feels like a rivalry. Oregon State. Daschle, what do you think?
Yeah, it feels like more of a rivalry than it did 2 months ago, that's for sure. Yeah, that was the one a few months ago wasn't competitive, but this one's a toss up. Even though Oregon is a decent amount ahead in the standings and won by the margin they did, Oregon State has really come on here in the last, 4 or 5 weeks, and they look like they can give pretty much any team in the conference a run right now.
What has shifted for the Oregon State basketball program? Is it more a case of Oregon State playing well? Is it Oregon maybe not playing as well as they did earlier in the year? What do you see?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for Oregon. I Oregon has, they've got a lot of young players, and I think they probably did play one of their better games of the year when they played Oregon State, but they've got a lot of young players. And Kelly said that was the last time that they had been, pretty healthy. And he said this game coming up is about as healthy as they've been. So Oregon State could probably expect Oregon's, close to their best performance. Oregon State, it's just a matter of, they just never were able to get on the floor with a lot of their young players and play, and then they missed 4 weeks of games because of COVID, and then obviously Talia Van Olhoffen coming in really changed the backcourt, allowed Leah Goodman to do rest a little bit more and they could play together, and she's a really good, and Talia's a really good player because she's tall and play point guard and she could shoot and pass and do all the things you'd want out of a player at that position. So it's just they've just grown up, and they've got time together on the floor. And you knew they were going to be pretty good at some point. They've got length. They could shoot. They've got bigs. They've got the players. They just needed to get on the floor and play some.
Nick Daschle of the Oregonian here. As you pointed out in your piece today, 77 days will separate the games between Oregon and Oregon State women's basketball programs. That was December 13th, Gill Coliseum. Oregon won the games by 20, 79-59. What does Oregon State need here as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned?
Well, I mean, if you believe the bracketology, which that guy's usually pretty accurate, they're in the tournament at the moment. I think they either need to win Sunday or they need to need a decent win at the Pac-12 tournament. One of those two. I don't think they need a whole lot more than that to get in. But they can't have a bad loss at Oregon and then follow up and lose, first round of the Pac-12 tournament. And they're going to be the 5 or 6 seed in the Pac-12, so they're going to play. So they're going to play on the opening day. They're real close, and at this point, I mean, they're looking like about a, I think at this point they're around an 11 seed. I mean, if you're a 6 seed, that's not a team you want to play right now. I mean, they're playing like a 4 or 5 seed right now, And so, they're a dangerous team getting into the tournament if they get in, because they could win some games in San Antonio.
Dashiell, you know, Leah Goodman joined us on the show, and I think one of the questions I did not ask her that I should have asked her was, what's her plan for next season? How important is she? Is there a shot she returns to play? Is that up in the air?
She hasn't. She has said she hasn't decided yet. And I mean, I think it's, that's one of those things. I think she's going to wait till the end, you know, the off season and to see. But do they need her? You know, sure, she'd be. Yeah. I mean, she would make a big difference. But they probably don't need her as much now that we see what Talia Van Allhoffen could do. You know, they're going to get Kennedy Brown back next year, and she's a big piece. They've got a couple of recruits coming in that are real good. They're going to be a top 10 team again next year. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Whether Aaliyah's playing or not, if she plays, I mean, they could make an Elite Eight run next year, or even who knows. But it would make a big difference if she did return. But she hasn't made that decision yet, as far as I know.
The coaches in this rivalry game, Scott Ruick at Oregon State, Kelly Graves at Oregon, I like both guys. I think they're both terrific coaches. They come on this show. It seems to be a little bit of back and forth in this, in front of this game that maybe didn't exist in even the football game between these two schools. What's going on there?
No, there's no question that they understand the rivalry, and they kind of embrace it more so than the football coaches or the men's basketball coaches do. I mean, they don't make these, out and out outlandish statements about how much they hate their rival, but they take these little subtle digs this week. You know, I know Sunday somebody had mentioned this, Scott, that, he won these couple games down in LA and probably really helps to go into, hostile territory next week. You know, you've lost a couple down there, and Scott pretty much reminded him, I've won more games down there than I've lost, so don't go down that road. And then Kelly, this week, somebody had mentioned that, Talia's, she should be in high school right now, and she's, really precocious, and he just pretty much dismissed that as, these kids play a lot of club ball, and he doesn't, they're ready to go when they get there. And then somebody also had asked, Oregon State, how they've been coming on and blah, blah, blah. And he reminded everybody that, we played Stanford, UCLA, and Arizona twice. And, Oregon State hasn't had to do that. They've been being able to concentrate on themselves. So they're really good, but he just wanted to let everybody know that, we've played a little tougher. We play a little tougher schedule than Oregon State. So, so it's just little subtle things that, but they embrace the rivalry, and I think it's good. I wish more coaches would, embrace a little bit more. You don't have to cheap shot or anything like that, but you can lay it out there that, they're a team that we want to beat and what it means and all that. I don't have any problem with that.
Is there anything short of a win in this game for Oregon State that actually feels like a win? Because I know they got beat by 20, 77 days ago, but if Oregon State comes in and they lose by 5 or lose by 7, will they take a moral victory there? Or at this point, is a victory the only victory?
No, at this point, victory is a victory, because losing close isn't going to help their NCAA chances, really. I mean, maybe it's the slightest of, if it's like a one-point game or something like that. But I think at this point, they think they're Oregon's equal or better, and they want to prove it Sunday. And no, I don't. I see no moral victories on Sunday.
It was interesting. The columnist in Colorado, Paul Klee, wrote a piece today about cheating in college basketball. And he pointed out that Tad Boyle, the coach there at Colorado, had called out some of the schools that got roped into that FBI investigation and said, it's not the right way to do it. And he was outspoken. And some of it didn't go over well in the coaching fraternity. How widespread do you feel cheating is in Pac-12 basketball, in major college basketball? Is this a problem that needs to be looked at?
For sure, I don't have we don't have any hard evidence that bags of cash are getting exchanged and all that, but I mean, you're foolish to think that the top 20-25 teams in the country aren't pushing the boundaries to think, you know, to get some of these players. So for sure, and Tad's been on that. He's been on that soapbox for a long time. I mean, and he's rubbed some people the wrong way. And you better hope that he's clean, because he's a target out there. If somebody ever finds out he's done something, because he's been out there a while saying that. But yeah, I mean, you got to wonder what Arizona's thinking, you know, based on what they've been getting out of, you know, out of their program the last 4 or 5 years, and you know, all the scrutiny that's come down on them. They haven't really got much out of it, and you wonder if maybe it's time to, you know, just turn the page and look elsewhere. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely out there. You know, the coaches talk. I mean, they talk privately. They're not coming out in the media and like Tad is and saying that. But it's out there. There's no doubt about it.
Daschle, who do you like? Oregon State, Oregon women's college basketball Sunday. Just give me a winner.
I'm going to go with Oregon State. The game just has more meaning to Oregon State in this situation. It's not that Oregon, it doesn't mean, it means a lot to Oregon too, but I just think the stakes are a little higher for Oregon State, and they got momentum, and I like Oregon State's chances to win on Sunday.
Daschle, you're the best. I appreciate you. You have yourself a good weekend. Can't wait to see what happens Sunday.
All right, we'll see you.
There he is, Nick Daschle of the Oregonian. Leave it here. Big Splash next. Every day on the program, I present the Big Splash in this segment. What is it?
This is
the one thing you absolutely need to know today.
Look at it. Where? Down there. Must be
the Big Splash. Brought to you by the Exogen Twice Daily Thermometer.
Thursday night, Pac-12 basketball was interesting. I paid careful attention as Oregon squeezed out a 71-68 win over Stanford. Any win in the Pac-12 is a good win at this point. Oregon beating Stanford. Oregon State beat Cal in a game where the teams combined for 2 made 3-pointers, none of them made by Oregon State. But the Beavers won a game without making a 3-point basket, 59-57 over Cal. You could say sports in this era may be less important to some people. Ratings are certainly down across all sports. Super Bowl, Kentucky Derby, NFL playoff games, Major League Baseball games were down, NBA games were down. But I got to tell you, I rather enjoyed on Thursday night kind of casually paying attention to the Pac-12 basketball scene as these teams are getting ready to jockey for position for the Pac-12 tournament. They're going on win percentage for the Pac-12 tournament seeding. Top 5 seeds get a bye, and Oregon State knocking on the door here, chasing one of those top 5 seeds. Keep an eye on it. We're down the home stretch. Bunch of games in a bunch of days. Probably not fair to anybody, but these teams are going through a gauntlet right now. Oregon and Oregon State both pulling out a win on Thursday night. I like to see that. I like when our state wins. I like when the Pac-12 teams in this state win. On Sunday, women's college basketball bonanza, though. And if you want to talk about what has, in the last few years, been a hell of a rivalry, Oregon State and Oregon will play on Sunday, 3 o'clock tip. The Ducks won the first of their matchups by 20, 77 days ago. But Oregon State's a different team right now. I think it's going to be really interesting to see what happens on Sunday. That's our Big Splash, all about college basketball. Pac-12 tournament will take place for the women in the first 7 or 8 days of March in Vegas. The men's tournament will happen, the meat of the tournament, between March 11th and March 13th. So it's really winding down the stretch. And frankly, I got to be honest, like, I'm a little nostalgic about watching the Pac-12 tournament, because it was during the Pac-12 tournament, if you may remember, that this pandemic got real for a lot of us. I was in Vegas. I don't know where you were. And all of a sudden, I looked around the casino floor and there was nobody there. it was the dealers, like the blackjack dealers were just standing there with their arms behind their back, and there was nobody in the casino. And I was like, this is like Star Trek. What is happening here? And my editor, I said to my editor, do you want me to come home? Like, is it safe for me to be here? And he's like, no, if they cancel the tournament, then you come home, you know, just hang out there. And so I did. But I got to tell you, I didn't unpack my bag because when I watched Oregon State win a buzzer beater game in the Pac-12 tournament and set up a terrific game the following morning between the Ducks and the Beavers in the Pac-12 tournament. And I didn't leave to go to the game. I kept my bag packed and I was like, this isn't happening. And all of a sudden, everybody started shutting down. The NBA, college basketball.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.